Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Yes, that is right. You can call in. We are live and direct to your radio. We are back from a couple weeks. I know last week I had done a pre-recorded show for you guys. So, I am live. Questions? Shoot, we're ready. I'm here. But we just had a, like I said last week when we ran the show, I was at the Arete Trade Show looking at all the products for 2023 to be brought to you at all your garden centers. See what was new out there. See what's, you know, what's improved, what's got information on there. And definitely walked around there for a couple days to get, well, a ton of information to bring to you guys and to bring to my garden center. So, it's not my actual garden center, but the garden center I work for. You get it. Anyways, I am here to answer the questions today for you. So just give us a call. And we can definitely help you out. Now it's, you know, we've been getting some rain the past, week to 10 days here. And I'll tell you, it's been phenomenal. It is great to have. Noticing, the lawn is starting to pop back. We're starting to see some of that dormant grass that has been there popping back up, at least in my area. My backyard is showing some green. It's got a little bit more shady area, right? So it's a little bit cooler. It holds the, keeps the heat away from it a little bit. But I'll tell you, there's a lot of grass popping through. It's very nice to see. So hopefully it's the same for you guys. But it is awesome out there. We are starting to really feel like fall. We are not there. We are technically 4 days away. It's funny. My youngest daughter Ella always says, "Oh, is it fall yet? Is it fall?" And I'm like, "Oh no, you know, we're not there yet. We a couple more days. This is the day, right?" And at this point, it's like, "Yeah, no, it's fall." But I've been saying it so much, my oldest daughter, Katie's been like, but Dad, it's not for 4 days. So, it's funny to see. But yeah, fall is really starting to feel like it is here, right? The overnight temperatures, looks like today might be one of the last days we get above 70 for a while. But the other thing is, start looking at the overnight temperatures. Yeah, those overnight temperatures, that's when you really start feeling the fall. The other night it was, I think it went into the 40s overnight. Crazy, tell you. I love this weather myself. I love the cooler temperatures. I love to be able to work outside and not just walk out there and all of a sudden start sweating from the heat. So hopefully you'll enjoy it as well. But the good thing here is we're getting some of that moisture back into the ground. You know, we're still far from, out of a drought, but we're really starting to see some of it. And you're also noticing, at least I am, is in the morning, the dew on the lawn, right? You're starting to walk out there and the ground is wet. You know, obviously, I take the dog out every morning to get ready for her day. And I walked out this morning and I could feel the dew. So it is something that is definitely out there. So that means, you know, that fall feel is there. We're going to be able to start getting our lawn back in shape, right? You know, I'm looking forward to some of that. Being able to clean up some of the areas and get them settled down and start back at it. Because it's definitely time. Anyways, we are just getting started here, but we are back and live. We're taking calls, so definitely give us a call, and we'll do what we can. We do actually have a call on the line, so I want to go right to that first. So, George, who's up first today?
Pat in New Hampshire has a question about pruning.
All right. Good morning, Pat. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, pretty well. I'm glad to see it wasn't too cold last night.
Yeah.
So I have some forsythia that I transplanted last year, and I know that can take a lot of abuse, but I was speaking to an extension guy this week, and he said, don't prune your peach, don't prune your blueberry, don't prune your crabapple till winter. What about the forsythia?
Well, so the forsythia is something that you usually should prune after it's done flowering. So, like, right after it's done flowering. So, at this point, I wouldn't do much with it.
Okay.
I would wait. The thing you could do, okay, so you could do some pruning on it, but it wouldn't be, it wouldn't be like a full on pruning. What I want you to look at doing is if there are certain branches on it that are, like sucker growth, and you can kind of tell the difference on those. So the sucker growth would be the ones that are straight up and down, right? Because a lot of forsythia, right, when it grows up and then it kind of weeps over. Where some of that sucker growth, if it's really tall and it goes straight up and down, isn't going to do a lot for it for next year. Now, the other one you can do is you could actually, any of the branching that is, you know, has a break in it or something, you know, something's off on it. Maybe it's a dead branch. Like the dead and dying branches, those can all be taken out now without a problem.
Okay.
It's, you don't want to cut too much of it to affect this next year's blossoms, right?
Mm-hmm.
The general rule of thumb, you know, it's general, right? So, is when something is flowering, you want to prune after it's done flowering.
Right.
That all being said, anything that is dead on a plant is a sucker growth, or some of the cross branches. Those are the branches that are rubbing up against each other that cause like a break in the bark between them.
Mm-hmm.
All of those can be pruned at any time.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the idea behind it. Okay.
Okay.
But I would, at this point in time, you know, if you prune some of the, like, those dead and damaged, those branches, what I would look for you to do for the spring, well, you would do it now, but it would help for the spring, would be like a fertilizing with like a tree tone or a plant tone, but at half the rate that you would do in the spring. That's going to help it get through the winter. That's going to help the any of the shock that it goes through from you doing any of the pruning out of those others, because it will still go through a little bit of shock, but it's not going to affect it fully, because it's really doing that to help the longevity of the plant.
Yeah.
So
that's
just
the whole patch with forsythia, all things I transplanted, lilac, rosa rugosas, these bushes that are like willows, but they're willow bushes.
Yeah, the
could they all get the same fertilizer?
Yeah, they all could.
Okay.
Yep. They really all could at this point. And just, again, it's half the rate, because we don't want to push growth, but we just want to help the root system for spring.
Yeah. Could I ask a second question after the break?
Yeah, definitely. So hang tight for me. On the other side of the break, we'll get right to you. All right. So our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We are going to take a break here when we get back. More of your questions, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Pat. She had another question, so we wanted to have her hang tight with us. So, Pat, what's your second question for us?
Okay, thank you. So I have a peach tree, and the first year I moved here, which wasn't that long ago, it had a couple of peaches, and the second year it had what I thought was lots of fungus, and I used copper fungicide in the soil, but by the time I realized it had it, I didn't use it on the plant.
Okay.
And this year it had a few baby peaches that disappeared fast, and the leaves don't, it doesn't look like it has a fungus this year, but it didn't grow any peaches that lasted. So I'm trying to just, how much do I, keep going with more copper fungicide or something else?
Okay.
I'm going to try to get it pruned in the winter a little bit. It's not that big a peach tree, but anyway.
So there's a couple things here. So do you have, was it there when you moved there? Is that what you said?
It was in 2020.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
And you
and
have...
I did feed it.
Okay, and what did you feed with it? Was it just like an all-purpose type? You don't have to know the brand. That's not,
you know,
a...
I have a lot of those tones.
Yep.
So I probably used the fruit tone. Is there a fruit one?
You'd probably use like the tree tone or...
tree or...
Yeah. That's most likely what you did.
Okay.
So, a couple things, right? Have you done any pruning on this tree at all?
None. It's not that big, but now it looks to me like I should prune before next season.
Okay. Sometimes the pruning aspect on some of the peaches will actually help it regrow and grow more on there, depending upon what you've taken out. There's a couple factors that we kind of run down, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fertilization is the first one. If you're using just like one of the tones from a Espoma, there's not a lot to it. You know, the one thing I would look at doing, is, maybe some a fertilizer with a little bit more phosphorus, right? Like a almost like a starter fertilizer type. You could look at like a 5-10-5. Something along those lines, because what will happen is it like in the lawn area, or is it away from the lawn?
It is in the lawn area. It gets good sun. The extension guy said, don't give it anything this fall. But
yeah.
I thought, okay.
Do you feed the lawn a lot? Or do you feed the lawn at all?
I don't feed the lawn at all, but I'm the one that had it graded, and it's a disaster, and I'm trying to, I'm going to ask you a hydrogen question after this one, but I've got to somehow,
Yeah, so, that brings me to another question. I just heard you say that you had that area, the lawn kind of redone. Was there construction near this peach tree? And when I say construction, like a redo of the lawn?
Well, no, he only did around the house, so he stopped short of the peach tree, and it was the equipment, but it was smaller equipment than the big ones.
Yeah, so even some of the regular equipment just driving over the area with some of the root system could have compacted some of it and kind of shocked it a little bit. So that could be part of this here. So there could be a number of things, right? So, like I said, if there was a lot of lawn fertilizer out there, it's heavy in nitrogen. The peaches don't need as much nitrogen in the soil. So phosphorus, which is a good root development and a flower developer, which would help with the actual peaches, could be something to help, kind of counteract the nitrogen a little bit. So I would be looking in the spring to be putting like a 5-10-5 on the tree. Okay. And then pruning, we're looking to get rid of some of the cross branches, some of the dead and damaged branches, those types of things. What could have also happened is a couple years ago, if it had a ton of fruit on it, the next couple years, it kind of slows down. And so that could be part of the issue, as well. So I know you have another question. We're going to finalize this, which is great. I want to answer all your questions. Hang tight. So on the other side of the break, we'll get to that. For everybody else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack with Spinosad. Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
USA Radio News.
The special master appointed by U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon is directing lawyers for both the Department of Justice and former President Donald Trump to appear in a New York federal courtroom on September 20th. Lawyers from both parties have been invited to submit a, quote, proposed agenda items for discussion. The strongest storm in a decade could be upon Alaska's western coast this weekend, as forecasters have warned of a front bearing hurricane-force winds, massive seas, and enough rain for coastal flooding. The State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management has called for a heightened state of awareness because of, quote, strong storm was en route. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Pat. And she had a number of questions. We want to answer them all. So, a couple things. I wanted to finish up with that peach tree. Because the way you prune is the way you're going to get more fruit on it as well. So, a peach bears fruit and blooms on the second year wood, right? So, some of the older branches aren't doing what you need for the blossoms, for everything that you're looking for, okay? So when you're pruning, the goal for it is to remove the old, the non-fruitful shoots and leave one-year-old branches, okay?
Okay.
Usually, it's almost, it's like 35 to 40, 45% of the tree need to be pruned out yearly, right?
Oh.
So this is one thing that we can do with everything anyways, is removing any sucker growth, okay? Because sucker growth, even though it's the first year growth, is not a growth that is going to really do any fruit bearing. It's not. It's just taking away moisture from the plant, okay? So that's the first one you can. And that's usually from the lower part of the tree, right? You'll start to see coming from the base, they'll be coming right out the sides, and they come out of the side of the tree and then go directly straight up and down.
Okay.
You'll also remove any of the gray, non-fruiting shoots, and you want to leave, you'll see, so I should have started out with, you should do this in the springtime, right? So early spring, before everything starts to get active, okay? And so the reason why I brought that up is because then you'll understand this a little bit more. You're going to remove any of the gray type branching, but leave the reddish 1 year old shoots. You'll be able to tell the branching is going to be a little bit different color, right? You're also going to get rid of the dead and damaged at that point. You want to make sure that tree is almost in like a V shape at this point, like a vase, right? It's not going to be like leaping on it. Yeah. So if you look at the tree, if you look at the tree, it's almost like a Y, but it would be like a vase shape, right? So it would go up and then kind of go out both sides and stay like a vase, right?
Okay.
So you want to make sure that everything is nice and evenly spaced in there. And again, it's going to seem like a lot at first, but you got to remember with the peach tree, it does the best fruiting on the second year growth. So some of that older growth isn't doing anything other than, you know, maybe looking nice on the plant.
Okay. Something like raspberries, right?
So kind of, yeah. So, yeah. Okay. Right. So just kind of, you know, take a look at all of it. You're not going to remove like every old branch, right? It's not going to be like anything that's over 2 years you're going to cut out. You want to leave some of those to help, you know, cutting too much can shock the plant, but like I said, about 40% of the tree is going to be removed, right?
Wow. Okay.
To really get that growth that you want, because it is on second year growth that it's going to really do the best. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's really the major parts of it. You want to leave the center of the tree, you know, not completely open where there's no branching, but you want the air to be able to flow through, the sunlight to be able to go into the whole plant and allow the plant to shoot out another set of growth, because those branches that are going to come out are the ones that next year are going to have fruit on them, right? So we're thinning it out a bit, allowing the light to come in, allowing new branches to form because it's open and airy. Those new branches right there that come out this coming year are going to be the one for the next year to show the fruit for you. Okay. It's a lot to it, but it's at the end, it'll be worth it.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot. I didn't realize at all.
Yeah, there's a lot to it, but again, I think it'll be worth it towards the end. But so this is going to be the worst of it because it hasn't been done in a few years, right? So this will be the worst of it. Next year, you won't have to prune as much because we're kind of trying to start over here. We're not You know, it's not as easy as saying, all right, we cut these and we're done. No, unfortunately, that's not the not the case.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Okay,
and I know you had another question in regards to hydrotane, right?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to get to do any seeding for the lawn this fall. We still are in the no water ban, but I wanted to get compost down. I wanted to aerate. And I didn't know if I could put the hydrotane down while I'm putting, do a lot of prep, but I may or may not get the seed this fall.
Yeah, no, so hydrotane will last in the soil for a couple of years, but it is one of those things where if you're going to, you know, get those areas done, I would put it down, but put it down again next year, right?
Okay.
It's not like
should I wait?
Are you going to do any seeding this fall?
That's what I don't know.
Possibly.
I'm going to prep. It's possible.
Yep.
We still have a don't water outside ban.
Okay. So what I would look at doing is I would use it for this fall if you can.
Okay.
What it's going to do is it's going to help for the rest of the fall. It's going to pull moisture from those areas when you can't, you know, when you can't already do it. So definitely it would be something that I would look at doing, if you can. If you have some time, definitely.
I'm sort of back to some areas, I guess I can salvage, and some areas there's so much crabgrass.
Well, so what we're doing is we're trying to get it ready for next year by doing some of this. So, again, I think all you're really going to be doing is helping. the long-term effects of it.
Okay.
Okay. So definitely do it. Because, you know, Hydrotane is something that you can use a couple of years in a row, and I think it'll be, it will definitely help. It's not where, you know, one and done type thing. It's where you need to, you know, it does last in the soil for a couple seasons, but what will happen is it slowly starts to seep out, and it's not completely, you know, it's not like 100% each time. I think by doing some of this now is only going to help for this fall, which will then help the root system get ready for spring. Where what you're doing now is only going to help benefit the long-term effects of the lawn. So I definitely think what you would be doing will help it.
Okay, thank you. I did put Love Your Soil down. I put CalMag. I'm going to get another soil test. But when I put more Love Your Soil down, because it's compact, it's not great loam that they put
down. Yeah, so you would definitely, you can use it up to three times in one season.
Okay.
Okay, so it's definitely would be fine. I wouldn't worry about putting it down another time. It's an organic product, too, so it's not going to be something that is going to do too much. So you can definitely, excuse me, you can definitely do it. I have no problem with you doing that.
Okay, one last maybe quickly.
Sure.
I put in a lot of bearberry last year, and I killed more than live. It's in a sunny place, but it's out by the road. I wanted to have a nice cover.
Yeah.
But I also put down wood chips, and then this year I ran out of help and got a lot of weeds, and I have a few bearberries left, but it's not. So if I put more in and I have wood chips down for the weeds, do I have to keep the, do I have to keep them away from the bearberries so it'll spread
Well, so what I would do is just not put it on the base. Right on the base of the plant, because what happens is that's its breathing aspect. So that, you know, as long as you don't do that, then you should be fine, honestly.
Oh,
it's just one of those things where if you put it on top of the base too much, that's where it breathes. And so it pulls away from where it should be. So I think as long as you don't do that, you'll definitely be fine.
Okay, I was worried that it spread by the branches making new roots.
Well, it can do both, right?
Okay.
What you're doing by, you know, pulling that moisture away, you're definitely making sure that the mulch is not there and holding the moisture into the plant is definitely okay. So you're definitely be okay, honestly.
All right, great.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes.
No problem. I appreciate the call, and definitely glad that we could help you out. I know a lot of those questions some other people might have too, so don't feel bad asking a bunch of questions. It's something where I want to make sure everybody is taken care of, so don't ever feel bad.
Today.
Perfect.
I got you early today. All right. Thank you.
Awesome. Have a great one, Pat.
You have a good week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And Nathan, who's up next?
Shirley's in Massachusetts.
Shirley, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today? Good morning.
Small dwarf Alberta spruces around my foundation. I live in a new condominium complex.
Okay.
And one of them developed some brown needles around the bottom earlier in the season. So I sprayed the brown areas with neem oil, and I also added some fertilizer around the root area. And it hasn't increased the browning. The browning seems to have stopped. Actually, after that neem oil, the brown needles fell off. And there was, during the summer, there was new growth on the rest of the plant, but not where the brown was. So I basically have two questions about this. I don't understand why this happened to one of the plants and not the other five plants. And two, did I do the right thing? And if not, what should I do about it? I'd like to save the plant. It did have new growth during the growing season, but not as much as the others. And, you know, the brown areas It has one section in the front and one section in the back, so I don't understand that either.
Okay, so what it sounds like is you have spider mites on the on this dwarf Alberta, which is very common when it comes to dwarf Alberta spruces once they get a little bit older. So you did the right thing by spraying the neem oil, right? The neem oil will help. And sometimes what happens is the reason why it doesn't go to the others is it's just starting. So it is actually a good thing that you found those areas. Now, the downfall is it can take over and can go to the others and affect everything. So buy that neem oil that you used. Perfect. Great for it. We want to do a few other... We want to do a few other things here, so I want you to hang tight because I'm going to hit a break. So on the other side, I'll give you more information on what we can do. For everyone else, phone number here is 855-660-4261. Take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Guardian Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Shirley, and she had some questions for us. Shirley, you want to just remind us what the question was for everybody who's listening?
I had a dwarf Alberta spruce, one of six, that developed brown needles around the bottom on one side, and then I noticed them on the other side.
Okay.
I use neem oil, which seems to have stopped the problem. But I'd like to encourage growth there, and I really didn't exactly know what this was. My neighbor suggested the neem oil.
Okay. So it is definitely what is spider mites. You can't really see them. The easiest way to tell that it's there is take a white piece of paper into those areas where they started to remove, where there was no, where it's all browning. Like right above it, I want you to kind of brush the plant and have the debris that's there fall onto that white piece of paper. What will end up happening is you'll start to see little, you might see if they're still active, which they might not be because of the neem oil that you used. You'll see little red insects. Those would be the spider mites. So I believe that's what you have, because it is very common for a dwarf Alberta to get spider mites. So you did the right thing when it came to the neem oil. And to promote new growth, we're looking at doing some fertilization, right? So for that, you would look to do like a Holytone. So a Holytone is acidic, and Dwarf Alberta likes acidic fertilizers, so that's definitely going to be what you're looking to do. And you would use it at half the rate this fall, okay? So not just like a full rate. We're looking to do half the rate because of the fact that we want to help develop more root development over the winter. And what that'll do long term is will help with new growth next season. Okay. So there is hope there. But the thing is if you only sprayed, did you only spray the one plant that was affected, or did you spray all of them?
I only sprayed the one plant, and I only sprayed the brown needles.
Okay. So what I want you to do later on today, once it warm, you know, when it warms up a little bit, I want you to get that neem oil, and I want you to spray all of the plants. Okay? We're doing that as a preventative. It's not to do with, like, it's really a preventative right now, because they can easily, if they're near each other, they can easily go from plant to plant, and we don't want that for you. So spray everything down with a neem oil. The neem is a great organic. It's basically considered like a 3-in-1. It's an insect, disease, and miticide, and so that's where we're looking for it. Okay, so definitely, I'd spray the whole thing, because they could go from plant to plant. All right. Fertilizing with a Holytone this fall, so any time in the next few weeks will help. But that the brown growth there might not come back. I just want you to realize that it's not necessarily, sometimes when it gets defoliated that badly, it might actually not come back. So it is something that I want you to keep an eye out for. Pruning out some of that, what you can do to make sure that those branches are actually, you know, not viable and not coming back, I want you to scratch the bark just a little bit with your thumb. Those brown spots where the brown branching is. And if underneath the main branch is brown, then it is not viable anymore and it's not coming back. Okay, you can prune those out at that point. If it is green underneath there, that is a good thing. That means it will come back for you. And so you would leave that alone. But again, if it's brown, you've got to prune it out because it's not going to come back. Okay?
Okay. How often should I put that neem oil on?
Well, so that's where I want you to use that paper test to see what's active. Right? And so every, you know, you would use it probably 3 applications in 10 to 14 day intervals. And at the end of that, I want you to check again with that white piece of paper. And I think you'd be able to tell if anything's active or not. And they probably won't be. I do have to hit a break. I will be back in a few.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.